and welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church prayer call. I am Reverend Leah Jackson, and I am delighted to lead you in prayer this morning. In our devotion, Jesus Calling, written by Sarah Williams, she reminds us this morning that we serve the God of abundance, who does not lack anything, who wants for nothing, because our God is the creator who spoke everything that exists into being. God has the breadth and depth of all resources at God's disposal. The hymn writer says, "My Father is rich in houses and land. He holdeth the wealth of the world in his hands, of rubies and diamonds, of silver and gold. His coffers are full. He has riches untold." And because God's resources are never ending, so is God's ability to provide for you. Williams drug the elephant into the room by pointing out that despite the truth of God's unending resources, what we experience in the world sometimes looks different. In this world, there is poverty, hunger, homelessness, and other forms of scarcity. So how do we balance the truth that our God is El Shaddai, the all-sufficient God, and the reality of the world that is driven by supply and demand, which leads sometimes to lack? My sisters and brothers, we lean into God's word. 2 Corinthians 5:7 is the key. We live by faith and not by sight. We cannot build our lives off of what we see in this world. What we can perceive with our natural eyes is not our reality. As believers, as followers of Christ, we must live by faith. Faith in the Greek is the word pistis, which is the conviction that God exists and is the creator and ruler of all things. It is unwavering belief in God and God's promises. When the Bible says that God will meet all of your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus, faith calls us to receive that promise and to stand on it. Regardless of what happens or what it may look like, we may not be able to figure it out. We may not know how God will do it, but if we have a need, we know that God will meet it. That is faith. We must be careful not to allow the conventions of this world to guide our relationship with God or expectations of God. God has made promises to us for this life and the one to come. Faith believes that what we cannot see is as real as the elements of the world that we can see. Faith allows us to honor God and please God, but it also gives us an assurance in spiritual realities that cannot be seen with human eyes. This confidence in those realities, those unseen things, are what sustain us as believers. If what you see doesn't look like the fulfillment of God's promise, just know that God isn't finished yet. If you still have a need, then God is still working. Wait for the Lord and be still, my brothers and sisters, and wait. Let us pray. God, we come to you thanking you for being the one who is able to supply all of our needs, able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than all we can ask for or imagine, able to keep us from falling. For you are mighty to save, mighty to deliver, mighty to heal, mighty to provide. Not just some of what we need, God, but all of it. And for that, we are thankful. We are thankful that you are mindful of us, that you care for us, that the abundant life that is our portion is given to us by you. Not just in the eternal life, but in this part of it. God, we ask that you increase our faith, our confident truth, belief in and reliance upon you. We ask that you strengthen us. God, you are already doing your part, for we believe, but help our unbelief. Help us to look to you and believe that you will show up, that you will show out. Help us to listen to you, O God, and believe what you say. Help us to read your word and stand on it. For your promises are always yes and amen in Christ Jesus. Because you and you alone know the plans you have for us. Those plans that are to prosper us and not to harm us. Plans to give us hope and future. Help us to rely on you. Help us to be unwavering in our trust and belief that you intend good for us. God, we lay every care and concern at your feet this morning. You know what your people need on this day. God, pour out so much blessing that we do not have room enough to receive it. Pour out healing and salvation. Pour out deliverance and guidance. Pour out revelation and confirmation. Pour out courage and strength. Pour out perseverance and long-suffering. Pour out forgiveness and mercy. Pour out comfort and peace. God, we open up ourselves to receive these and every blessing that you have for us on this day and in the days to come. As we go into this day, help us to be witnesses to this dark and dying world that Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life. Help us to shine light, God. Shine light brightly today. Give us the opportunity to share our faith and the truth of your word. We thank you for using us to bring someone to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Let all God's children say amen. My sisters and brothers, we thank you for joining us for prayer today. Come back next Wednesday, same time, same place. Meet us for worship Sunday at Ray of Hope at 10 a.m. You can join us on social media, online, or here in the sanctuary. We welcome you to worship with us. Have an amazing day. God bless you.